Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Doug Tatum back on the show. Doug is, when we first met him, he was the partner and CEO of Tatum CFO Partners. He is now, he also became the author of No Man's Land, which is still a very important book. And he's now associated with Middle Tennessee State University. I think he's a professor. He might be the chairman of the board up there by now. I'm not sure. But we'll find out about that in a minute. He's our good friend, Doug Tatum. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Glad to be with you.
Good to have you back. Tell me, now, what are you doing at MTSC? Remind me about that.
I'm an associate professor of entrepreneurship. I had been in academics years before, and I always thought I'd go back there. And the dean's a good friend of mine, and so I'm now in academics.
Tell us how you're finding. We're going to talk about the employment picture in a little bit, but I'd like to know, now that you've been in it a little while. We talked about it with you before, but you've been in it now for a few months. How are you finding the young crop of people?
Well, I did an interesting experiment. I think would be near and dear to your heart. I went up on the board the first day of class, and I drew a diagram. One end of the diagram was profit is the value that you provide your customer. The other end of the diagram was profit was the amount of money you extracted from your customer to their disadvantage. And as you would recognize, that's almost a Marxist definition of profit. And I was absolutely shocked because this is a school where you would tend to find more. It's right in the Republican belt of Tennessee, and half the students decided that profit was the amount of money extracted from a customer to their disadvantage.
And when they answered that question that way, was it as if that was a good thing or a bad thing?
That's the way they viewed profits.
But I mean, did they think that extracting?
Oh no, that by definition, they're viewing that you're taking advantage
it's
of somebody
negative.
To make
other words,
money.
Well, I just thought, you know, there might be some of them who said, "Yeah, I like that."
Yeah, and it was shocking me. Now I will. You know,
and these are entrepreneurial candidates?
What's that?
These are students who are in the entrepreneurial program?
Oh, yeah, they were in an entrepreneurial class.
So they're in the entrepreneurial program, and they view profits negatively.
Yeah, and that is an absolute. Now, I can assure your listeners, by the time they finished my class, they understood completely that if you're going to be profitable in the long term, you don't take advantage of people. But
right.
That's a testament to Hollywood and the high school education system that half these students in the business school who wanted to be entrepreneurs did not have a conviction that you had to add value for profit.
So it makes you wonder if their peers in the other disciplines might have gone into entrepreneurship, but chose not to because they didn't want to be associated with that kind of background.
Absolutely, they would be. I could tell you that if you were in certain other parts of the university, and this is a great university, MTSU is a great one. I mean, God knows what the answer would be if we were at Yale, Princeton, or you know, some of these places.
Right, the People's Republic of Berkeley.
Oh, we know what the answer would be at Berkeley.
So what did you disabuse him of that notion?
Absolutely. And I didn't have to. I just took him through case study after case study of entrepreneurs and what they went through to build a business and why they were successful. And I effectively asked the same question at the end of the class, and there was a dramatically different swing to that. So,
well, and you know, the other thing, Doug, is In the second decade of the 21st century, which is what I'm calling where we are right now, I'm differentiating because I think it's important to. In this era, this new age that we're in, You can't take profits from people. They have to be willing to give them to you because there's too much competition out there.
No, there's an infinite amount of choices, and they get to vote, with the exception of health care, but that's a whole different discussion.
that's another discussion altogether. So how many students are in your program?
I teach about 90 students in three sections of a class.
Yeah.
And I'm thoroughly enjoying the university and maintain some consulting relationships.
Well, I'm glad you're there to help mold these young minds in the right way, and MTSU and those students are the better for it. Doug Tatum and I are going to be back after these messages, folks. And when we come back, we're going to talk about employment and unemployment, and at least two kinds, as you've heard me talk about before on the show. We're going to get Doug's position on that. And what do we got to do to fix this? 20 till. Stay with us.
Say what you see, fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.